This morning we recited the verse on universal well-being, Aham Sukhito Homi. Metta Bhavana, the cultivation of loving-kindness. We say these words, we have them written down in the book. We say them out loud, chant them together. But the cultivation of metta, of loving kindness, benevolence, it's not just a matter of repeating some words, but it's a much more basic, central aspect of Dhamma practice. Can't just say the words and make it happen, but rather we need to discover what is that very quality of well-wishing, what is benevolence, wishing well. And we explore the quality of metta along with that sentiment, that feeling of may I be well, may all beings be well, may all beings be at ease, may I be at ease. To establish that, to develop a living quality of ease, there needs to be, as its first step, the attitude of acceptance. We have to notice how things are right now. We have to accept how things are right now in order to generate an attitude of kindness towards ourselves, towards others. We have to tune in to our own body, our own mind, our feelings, the world around us. There has to be that attunement first. And once we have tuned in, then we can more effectively apply that quality to direct that well-wishing. If we bring attention into the body right now, how does it feel? Is there tightness in your face, your jaw, the muscles around your eyes? Are your shoulders hunched? Your stomach tight? How is the body? The joints of your knees and your hips, are they relaxed? Comfortable, free of tension? Or is there stress in the body? Habitual tensions in the face, stomach, shoulders, in your legs. How do we hold the body? When we sit in meditation, what are the habits that we have? Do we slump over? Do we tense our jaw? What do we do? What are the habits that we have? Do we even notice the body is here, or do we just get immediately sucked into the mental realm, filled with our memories, our feelings, our ideas, imagination? Do we forget the body's here at all until it starts to get uncomfortable? To develop any kind of real concentration, any samadhi, any insight, vipassana, I feel there needs to be a genuine basis of loving kindness, a radical acceptance of the mind, the body, patterns of thinking and mood. There needs to be that basis of acceptance, attunement. Otherwise, we easily find ourselves fighting against the things that we don't like, fighting against distracted thought, fighting against pain in the body, tensing up, resisting, resenting. So it's important to discover that quality of acceptance, that an openness of heart that says, right now, the body feels like this, has this weight, this temperature, these sensations are here. It can help to bring the attention steadily through each part of the body, starting with the face and the head, gently sweeping the attention down through our whole physical being, the neck and shoulders, spine, the trunk of the body, the abdomen, stomach area, into our hip joints, our legs. And wherever you feel any kind of tension or tightness, whether it's in your face, your hands, your shoulders, your legs, wherever it might be, wherever you feel that stress or tension in the system, noticing that, feeling that, just let the body relax. Noticing that stressing, that tension in the system, realize this isn't something that we have to maintain. We don't have to be tight, tense, stressed. Let the body relax on its own. So the spine is the central axis, the supporting structure for the body. And just let the rest of the body relax around that. The spine is sitting in a firm and upright way. And let the rest of the body soften, loosen, relax completely around that. So we're noticing how the body is. And then rather than making it relax or forcing it to do anything different, just through the awareness of where there is tension, stress, let the awareness have its own effect. So it's not like I'm making the body relax, but the sheer effect of awareness itself. The body responds by relaxing, softening, straightening. Similarly with the mind. Rather than immediately trying to make the mind behave according to our will, our wishes, the beginning of a period of meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation, just notice, what's the mood? Is the mind quiet, bright, spacious? Is it busy? Agitated? Filled with fear or resentment, excitement? How is it? What's the place that we're starting from? Or just like with the body, noticing how the body is to begin with, notice how the mind is. Before we try to do anything with it, notice, attune to what the mood is. Are you sleepy? Worried? Peaceful? Are you glad to be here? Not glad to be here? How is it? There's no right or wrong place to start from. We start from where we are. So, what is the mood like? That very questioning, what is it like? What's here? That's the first gesture of acceptance. Looking, noticing where we are. This is how it is. And seeing the nature of the mood, whether it's quiet or busy, expansive, contracted, calm or agitated, through that very noticing, attuning to it, then, in exactly the same way as with the body, we can allow the awareness to have its effect. If there's agitation, then simply being aware of that, it encourages the mind to calm, to settle. If we notice that we're sleepy, dull, awareness of that helps the mind to incline towards brightening, energizing. Let the adjustments come from your own mindfulness and wisdom, not from the ego deciding how I want to be. In this way, we're working with the body, working with the mind, rather than fighting against it. This is the essence of metta, loving kindness, a sense of collaboration, working with the way things are, rather than either fighting against the way things are or just being passive, switching off, ignoring the way things are. But rather, there's an attuning, paying attention. How is the body? How is the mind? And then through that attunement, letting the whole system of mind and body adjust itself. And then when the sense of attunement is well established, the body relaxed, alert, the mind paying attention to the present, then that's the time to pick up a meditation object. Whether we want to focus on the breathing, the inhalation, exhalation, if we want to focus on the inner sound, the sound of silence, nada. It's up to us. We can choose a particular meditation object that is helpful. But that choosing is based upon that quality of balanced attention, upon the attitude of acceptance, radical acceptance, attuning the mind to the way things are right now. So then the efforts to concentrate, to fix the mind on a single object, are well established. It's like making sure you've got all the things you need when you leave the house, getting into the car, recollecting where you want to go. Then when you set off, you know you've got all your things with you, you know where you're going, you know you've got fuel in the tank. Then you can set about your drive, you can make your journey in a well-balanced, clearly directed way. It's exactly the same with meditation. If we take the trouble to prepare the attitude, prepare the body, the mind, to establish that attitude of acceptance, attunement, then the work that is done in terms of focusing the attention, developing samadhi, developing wisdom, they can work in a fluid and comprehensive way, a well-integrated way. If you pick up the the feeling of the breath. Just let the breath come and go according to its own patterns. There's no need to control it or steer it, do anything with it. Just let the body breathe according to its own nature. Let that rhythm be at the very center of attention. And then, when the mind wanders, continue to apply this quality of loving kindness, non-contention. We're not fighting against distracted thought, fighting against uncomfortable feelings in the body, but rather, when you notice the mind is distracted, caught up by a thought or a feeling, a mood, very patiently, very gently, let go. Come back to the center once again. So too, if you're using the inner sound, listening to the sound of silence, the mind gets caught up with a particular object, a memory, an idea, feeling. Exactly the same way. When you notice, patiently let go. Whatever the mind has grabbed hold of, release it. Let the attention come back to the meditation object once again. So the very means that we're using to train the mind create the causes of peace, create the causes of focus, they create the causes of clarity. The means we use support the particular end. So if the end that we have in mind, the goal that we are aiming towards, is peacefulness, clarity, freedom, we're using the means that match the end. If the means we use are contentious, fighting against our thoughts, fighting against the body, struggling with our feelings and doubts, then we end up with a fight. We end up with a stressful, tense, agitated result. So establishing the attitude in loving kindness, in radical acceptance, this supports the practice both in the beginning, the middle, and the end. It creates the environment for practicing Dhamma, for developing the path that is essential, keeps everything in accord with Dhamma, in accord with reality, and leads to the goal, to peacefulness, to freedom.